Hello everybody and welcome to the 8th episode of the PES Association Football Podcast. I'm Kevin.
I'm Nacho.
And we are joined once again by Sev.
Hello guys.
And Blanca.
Hi.
And there was one missing last time. She thought she'd get away with it, but she's not. Allow me to introduce Margareta, who is the Italian community manager. She deals with all you Italians on the page. So, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So, we'll start by asking the questions we asked last time, which was, so who's your favourite player?
Francesco Totti.
Totti?
Of course.
And your favourite team is?
AS Roma.
Ah, Roma. So, there we go. So
he's getting old, though.
Yeah, he is.
I think Totti's one of those players that just never changes or goes. He's one of those ones that just seems to have been there forever.
Yeah.
And he never changes his team, which is good.
I still remember his penalty kick in World Cup 98, I think.
No, he was not at the World Cup 98. He was not in the team for some reason.
He did the penalty kick where he kind of like stiffed it and it landed like just in front of the goal line. I think it was him.
So it was 2006.
So it's apart from the fact that that might not have been where it was and that may not have been him, it was very memorable.
It was him. It was definitely him. Definitely him.
We will check this afterwards.
He was the first one to do it.
Like this?
Yeah.
Cucchiaio, yeah.
Cucchiaio?
I remember
yeah,
where
sure.
it was though. That means spoon.
Yes. So yeah. So he just threw it up into the air and tried to sort of just. I think I remember this penalty now.
It was like it was going to be like a really powerful free kick. And then like at the last second, I was like, choop, and I just landed
just
in front
sort
of the goal line.
Dinked it over the top, and then now I remember that because I remember somebody else trying that and just completely the goalkeeper just not buying it and just still and essentially just caught it and everyone was like, oh dear.
But there have been a few people now that did it. I don't remember any of them except for Totti because he was the first one. But
he's always one to have the the
Cucchiaio.
I think it was that.
Okay.
Anyway, so the team is all here more or less.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got lots to discuss. We are now in season 16. Season 16. It's been a little while since the last podcast, so there's lots that we could cover, but frankly, you kind of know all the stuff by now. You know about Tour 2. In fact, there's a couple of questions relating to Tour 2, so we'll get to that. But how did everyone's season go? Last season, so season 15, Margareta?
So-and-so.
Where did you end up?
Sixth?
That's pretty good.
Good. But as usual, I never qualify.
For any cup.
I never go too far with the cups.
Maga?
I'm now in first division, so...
Hey!
I guess it was good.
Very synchronized by us, though. So that's a general men thing. Whee, just together.
It's like a Spanish arena, you know?
Yeah. Hey. Sir, you had success last time, as I recall, in the last podcast. To report any more?
It kept going on. I won the league and the Konami Cup.
Hey! Excellent. Fantastic. So now both you and Nacho have won the Konami.
Yeah. Haven't you won it yet?
No.
Oh, okay. But I haven't won Division 1 yet, so...
Yeah, you haven't won Division 1 yet. I won Division 1 again. which was a bit of a surprise, because my players... I'm still doing this experiment with all the players going down and keeping hold... I'm forcibly keeping hold of the players to see them deteriorate. And it is very obvious how they're deteriorating, but just everybody else... must have been going through a really bad period because nobody was even remotely as strong as they had been the season before. Everybody was kind of mediocre, and a lot of the regular top three, top four, top five were just strewn completely through the table. I think Inn was like eighth or something.
Yeah, he was really bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
Even I beat him.
Even
but then again, I think I beat you as well.
And then we drew
at some point. Oh, okay, we drew.
We drew. Sorry.
Damn.
But where did you come, Nacho?
I was I was either 8th or 10th because I didn't really have time to catch up on the final few matches, but somewhere around there. Hmm. And I have to apologize to the Italian community because I kept calling my formation Chivo, where it's actually Chievo, I think.
Yes,
right?
Chievo? That's the pronunciation.
So apologies to any Italian speakers out there.
If only we'd have had an Italian speaker in the last podcast. But was it again?
Chievo.
Chievo.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay. All right. So some things to, some just general business to run by you all. Of course, we have the new special packs.
Yeah.
Which is the first time we've had tiered special packs, which I quite like, actually. And mm-hmm. it allows you to tailor your selection a little bit. And of course, your price. These are in relation to the Dominators and Contenders packs. So the Dominators are the teams from Europe that came within the top three positions in their league last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Contenders are those teams that were in from 4-6.
Yeah.
So there we go. You've got two different selections, and those are going to be with us until September 23rd.
And a little bit after that. I'm guessing.
And a little bit after that. So yes, this is for the remainder of September. They're actually changing it on September 23rd because that's when we get the final big update, and all the players' data is changed. And then we will be done with 2013-14 updates, and everyone will be happy with that, I think. Until the summer transfers. And then why haven't you done that yet?
I still remember last time when everyone was asking for Beckham.
Everyone's asking for Beckham. Okay.
I was asking for Beckham.
And then as soon as we got him in the game, about 2 weeks later, he announced his retirement.
Yeah.
I said, it's a curse. It's a curse. Yeah. You shouldn't be asking for these players. Right, so there was that. There was a bug the other day in relation to requests for help.
Yep.
On the tour, that's been fixed. There's been a bug that allowed you to get the renew the players that were in that you get from tour two, only under certain circumstances. But there was still some way you could actually renew them. That little loophole has also been fixed. Other than that,
the game seems to be performing quite okay.
Yeah, I mean,
some financial issues, but.
Yeah, we're dealing with those. The game was slow for a little while the other week. We know the cause of that, and it was already being dealt with, and now that issue should be pretty much completely gone. I hope. We haven't seen any more slowdown, guys. No.
No.
No, nothing.
Just some financial issues.
Yeah, just some disconnections on store purchases, but we're looking into those.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we'll deal with them as they come up. So yes, to let you know of some of the stuff coming up. So we've already had 50% of the club kits change for next season, and we know exactly which 50% they are because they're all the ones where you see the full player. They now have already, or should have, their kit for next season.
Yeah.
The ones where you see their face, their profile image, that's being updated 23rd. I was going to say next season, but yeah, September 23rd. So September 23rd is the next time anything, all the big stuff happens, guys. Mm-hmm. So there's that. You may notice that some of these shirts seem different to what you're perhaps used to. This is a licensing item.
Me and Kevin were well shocked when we saw the Manchester jerseys.
Yeah, the man red isn't as red anymore.
No,
and it's now white and red stripes. And I know a lot of people have already pointed this out. This is a licensing thing; is to differentiate it slightly more.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunately something you just have to get used to, but it's one of those things. You'll notice that a lot of the Premier League sites, or the English league sites, have that issue.
Yeah.
So it's just a kit. Who knows when we have custom kits? if we get custom kits, then you won't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah.
But yes, so don't be massively alarmed if it seems that any of the English League clubs specifically have a kit which is different drastically to their real life one. Some of them are very subtle, and it's just the ones like Man Red, which are slightly less subtle.
Different.
Nothing we can do about it, guys. Nope. Do apologise, but there's nothing we can do about that. As of September 12th, I'm not sure when this podcast will be going out, but you'll notice that the tour will change slightly, in that when you click on tour up to the point that since the point it was introduced, Tour 2 has been your default space to go to, but it won't be afterwards. It'll revert back to logging you into Tour 1, which is just a minor thing. We're going to get those stadium items in the future. Once we get rid of all these 2013-14 updates, we'll be able to get on with the stadium stuff, yep. Which I know we're all very keen on seeing. Because it's the next wave of development in terms of customization for your team and also for strengthening what you currently have, mm-hmm. in terms of backroom staff and all sorts of things. There's lots of lovely content coming for that, which we're really, really looking forward to. There's also a change on the horizon, potentially, to do with how tour matches actually unfold. But we can't tell you any more about that for the time being. Indeed.
Carrot on a stick.
Yep. You have to cope that for the time being.
Just about the stadiums. I mean, these were supposed to be in already.
Yeah, a little while back, but they got delayed because then they were going to be in, and we were going to have enough time to put them into the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then. And there was a knock-on effect from some issues in the game, which delays the timetable, and then there was not enough time to develop it before we had to worry about the new season updates.
Yeah.
So like it's taken an entire month to do these new season updates. So thank goodness we only have to do this once a year, really, in terms of the humongous changes that come with it. Okay, so we did have a lot of questions, and... I will go to my fellow CMs as and when I can. Okay. Hiroji. And I hope... Well, it's Hiroji. H-R-V-O-J-E. From the forum. So I had no chance with that one, really. Do our players develop if we renew the contract with coins on the Monday? Sev, would you like to answer that one?
I think they do.
Nope.
No, they don't, Sev. You're fired.
Oh.
On the Monday, on the pre-season, though. No. Well, technically they can do, but not until the next season, and then if they're under 23.
Not immediately, then.
Yeah, not immediately. Mm. One life lost for Sev.
I didn't have any player to renew this season, so that's why.
How have you managed that?
Because I don't know. I won some leagues and a cup, so maybe that helped.
You had money. Yeah, lots of that. So you're still fine on that, and you're not run out. Okay, I was like, didn't have any renewals to do at all. Super organized manager.
A manager, and I didn't have to count on some expired contract or something.
Ah, wonderful. Okay.
So no, they don't improve. On that Monday, they improve the next season over, just to be clear.
Mm. So, Ronaldinho is back. Mac Johnson. I'm back in the game and I've got a few questions. Are you guys considering adding player fitness into the game? And I still don't know what the new arrow is supposed to represent, the one beside the player ratings. And when will you be able to choose seasons for players? Looking forward to it.
Player fitness is not something that has been discussed yet with the developers. We do have the stamina, but it's not really mm-hmm. the same thing as fitness.
Likewise, the arrows are their condition.
Yeah.
But it's that's sort of an amalgam of several factors.
Yeah.
And a affects a sort of gives them a sort of maximum. It affects their maximum potential in the match, really, because it adds a greater rating, I suppose, onto their ability.
Yeah.
So yeah, they will not play as well if they've got a down arrow.
Mm-hmm. When will we be able to choose seasons for players? We've announced that quite a while ago. That players will be able to choose the season contracts.
Mm. This goes back to the changes to the development system as well.
Yeah.
For developing players and having a more realistic age range. And the team is still working, as I understand it, on the balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the last that we've heard.
Yeah, it's a very tricky thing. I mean, we've had a lot of discussions about this in the forum, and a lot of people have come up with ideas and said, well, why don't you just implement this? It's so simple to do. At which point we've turned around and gone, yes, but that your idea would actually break the game within either immediately or within a couple of seasons. There would be just like super teams of immortal players just strolling around the world and kicking footballs into the back of the net for fun. So no, there is, you does have to be limited in some degree to prevent just anarchy and the game dying.
Shall we go on to his next question?
Mm-hmm.
Which player do you think is currently in best form? Guys, any players that you think are going to be really good this season? You think Totti is going to perform well?
I don't know. He's quite old.
So who do you think is going to be the breakout star for Roma?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
There's a lot of young Romans that are playing in Roma, and so maybe one of them.
Who do you think is going to be good this season?
Who do I think is going to be good this season?
Yeah.
Don't think Bale will do very good at Madrid, actually.
Why?
It's a different style of football, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even have a guaranteed start, which is a slight issue.
He doesn't have a guaranteed start?
No, they've out and out said that.
So he's the world's most expensive bench player?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Which means he gets paid an obscene amount of money to just sit down, which is nice.
That's like the same thing that we do.
Yeah, because we didn't do anything either, apparently. Actually, this kind of ties in with your comments on Bale transfer to Real Madrid. Bale's one of the most talented footballers in the world. I still don't think the amount of money
justifies
that. If you're his ex-club, then you're just laughing all the way to the bank, really, because he was going to go. But I think he's currently in best form. I don't know. Welbeck, I guess.
Welbeck is really doing good.
Welbeck's doing very well, especially at an international level. We're going to miss him in the Ukraine game, England. But otherwise, no, Welbeck's the only one that's really stood out for me. You?
I think Van Persie's going to have a really good season.
He's going to have a very good season just to annoy Rooney.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, that's two questions in one, really.
Mhm. What do you think of the new tour mode? You guys enjoying the new tour mode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of the rewards?
Because the rewards did get changed, and some of them were switched around, and scouting tickets were added. But.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Cool.
Steph? I like the new tour.
And the contracts are? Or
I'm still looking for one, actually.
Still looking for a contract card?
Who's it's been, what, 2 weeks since
the Okay, who's got a contract card?
Not me.
I got one. Was anybody's got one?
No, I don't have.
Yeah, I'm the only person who has a contract card. And I got a contract card yesterday. After, I might add, I renewed all my players, including the ones who were out of contracts, which I could have used it on. It was literally within the minute after that I went on tour, and it was like, oh, fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
I think the game knows.
The game knows.
Yeah.
The game's I looked for one a long time.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for one.
Sold my player.
I still have three out of contract players.
Oh, you need to do something about that because obviously they will be playing at one.
Yeah, I mean, Wilshire has two at the moment, it seems. But yeah,
although he was a very rare. It's very rare to be able to get a two. We've been told this, guys, and that
yeah.
You're out of contract players. They have no loyalty to you because they show you no loyalty. So you've showed them no loyalty. So it's just, they're not going to do very well.
Wilshire just can't play any worse.
He's that good that even when crippled deliberately by the game,
yeah, he's still going to perform.
He still performs better than the lowest of player, the lowest talented player.
Exactly.
Okay.
I do hope to find some contract cards though, because this is not working out.
If you do have any questions regarding contract cards, please go to the FAQ. we wrote an FAQ. We advertised the fact that if you have any questions, please go to this FAQ. And then you commented on it going, what are contract cards and how do they work? Please go there. That's what
actually, what is a contract card was the most popular question on the Italian page.
Yes. What is a contract card?
And yes. It was among the questions for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, what is this with a picture of the contract card? we had several screenshots of the contract cards.
Where is it, especially?
What's up with this scouting ticket? Was one of them I saw. Yeah, if you see a contract card, it looks like a little credit card in gold.
Yeah.
Bright, shiny, and gold. Yes, but you use them to renew contracts that are expired. You cannot use them on contracts that are expiring.
No.
Or need renewal. Only ones that have already been expired. Okay. That was from Dibazal, by the way, regarding what do you think of the new tour mode. Also, when will England get a tour two? Well, we found this out this morning, actually, from the dev team, in that they're not doing another tour map for tour two just yet. The main reason why is that actually they're not that... They're not that happy with Tor 2, so they'll probably be doing a few more tweaks. And I know everyone else is happy with it, but there's some issues that they want to address with it, and essentially they're polishing up the reward system, making sure everything's working. And once everything's working and is properly balanced, and they've got the template to move on, then they will be doing new Tor 2 maps. When will England get a Tor 2 map? I imagine that the next one that we actually will see on Tor 2 will be England and Scotland.
Hopefully, yeah.
I certainly hope that.
It's been a long time coming for England and Scotland.
Indeed. We sort of missed slash bailed out of a question last time, apparently. I think we got distracted. So you said in that I didn't answer my question last time. Only Blanca did. So you pass this time, Blanca. You're fine. So I will ask it again. If you could change one thing about the game, what would it be and why? Let me see. Ooh, because it is a tricky question. Because there's certain things that we just know are coming, and we know that things are being fixed. For me, it would be to have the ability to have those substitutes in league matches, but it's not possible because it would require me to somehow alter the fabric of time so that everybody's in the same time zone and it doesn't just completely completely screw over the poor South American guys. So it would be subs if subs in league, but that cannot be done currently.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it would either be getting more customization in so that you could like choose jerseys for your entire squad and possibly have away jerseys.
That's good.
Or, and this hasn't been brought up, but I think it would possibly be a cool feature is to have like a kind of player of your own that you manage.
What, a user? So you'd have one user player.
Yeah, so you don't play the actual player, but you manage his career, kind of. Like, you would be his manager agent slash thing.
Hmm.
Which I think might be nice.
It'd be an idea, wouldn't it?
Seth?
Basically the same as you, and I would change the music.
You would change the music? You don't like the music?
You're like, oh, yeah. God.
It you don't like the bow, now.
Not anymore. I can switch it off, but sometimes it just reappears, and I'm like, okay, I forgot how bad it is.
I suppose after a while you get used to it, and it becomes a bit. But more seriously,
I'd like new and different comments during the match.
So it's more dialogue. We had a request for more dialogue the other day, didn't we? But I think it's a lot due to your play style. I mean, it kind of rules out certain pathways, probably. So you're going to get some more than others. Margareta?
I agree with the customization. And a little faster with the energy recharge, maybe.
No. It's his fault. He didn't get a decent
flux capacitor. Yeah,
you cheaped out on it, and look what it's got us.
I think it's nearly done recharging, though.
Is it nearly done recharging?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'll have to check on it again.
Did you plug it in? It's been raining.
So my shed might have, Yeah.
Why do you keep it in the shed?
Well, I'm not going to put it on my kitchen table.
Why not? It'd be a fantastic piece of objet d'art.
But it's plugged in.
It's plugged
then
in.
My dog,
excellent.
Then my dog would trip over the wiring, and then the whole fabric of time would just rip apart. And
then you can use substitutions.
Yeah. That's very fantastic. We're not creating a time paradox with an actual dog just so we can have substitutes in the league. How many times have I told you this?
I think Billy would be an excellent doctor, just saying.
Moving on. next question is, any news on customization? We're trying to find out more what's going on, but as we said, this month has been completely reserved for details and changing of the season updates. Are there any original young players in the game? I mean, like the PS console versions, they include youngsters that you sign via the youth squad. Mourinho, for example, is a 16-year-old who we can sign. Are there any players like that in the game? Because I love having players in my squad that others don't know about. They can have their Messis and Ronaldos, but I would rather have my V Fishers. Well, there is a PES team, isn't there, of original players. Yes, there's a PES team. If you go into the gallery, you'll find them. I can't remember the name of the team now. It's something very unoriginal, like PES Original Players FC or something. A PES style badge, it's got PES on it, and those are all original players, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
They might have, I don't know, maybe the dev team might have snuck a couple of old favourites in there.
I haven't seen that yet.
No. It's been in there since the beginning.
Cool. I knew that there were PS badges, but I didn't know
I'm aware that's an original team.
Cool.
These are the players you would get from replacements. If you get one of those that you've not heard of, they're probably from that team. I think there might even be a second one as well, but don't quote me on that. Okay. I noticed that the scouting tickets we win from tour have specific positions. Will this be something that is added to the actual scouting system, or will this stay as tour 2 only reward?
They've been campaigning for this for a long time.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how it's going to develop.
Me neither.
Is my answer. But at least now that they exist, that in the future you may have specific. I don't know, specific reward periods or specific store items or specific things with the search function for the scouts, because that exists now, because such a ticket exists, where you would be able to have specific positions or sides, let's say. So the functionality is there, but we're not sure how it's going to be implemented at this time. So, We did have a number of ones from the Facebook as well, which astounded me when I read it. Because we're so used to just having give us coins as the question on Facebook. Do you have any questions? Give us coins! No, that's not going to work. Benjamin Sirovac says, why is Mandzukic 77 overall? He's a scorer in the final of the Champions League and he's the best attacker of Bayern Munich. Yes, and that was the rating he had at the beginning of the season before either of those instances happened. So that's why, you know he has done all those great things, and that may well be shown moving forward.
Yeah.
In the when the changes to the stats happen. Which actually brings me back to the changes to the stats. Because it's going to get a little bit complicated, guys. Okay, so at the moment, you have the player as they were. If they've moved, okay. So you have a player. Let's say Natchai. Natchai is your player. Why is your Natchai not optimized?
Always optimize.
Always optimize your Natchai. So, say Natchai played for, let's pick a side, Blanca, name a Spanish side.
Real Madrid,
sure.
Okay. So, Natchai is overtaken Bale as the world's most expensive footballer.
Yeah, for the bench.
The new Bale.
Yes. And he's also one of those original young players that Dibizar was after. So he plays for Real Madrid, and you have him in your side. So that's the player you have currently. However, he has actually moved to Marseille, which has pleased Sev.
I wanted him.
You wanted him in your side?
Yeah.
He's going to be fantastic down your wing.
Yeah,
which is totally. a pity if he's a goalkeeper. but he also exists in the transfer list, and you can find him in the transfer list as a Marseille player.
Yeah.
But he would have his existing stats because the stats have not been updated, and there are no new formations. After the 23rd, all the new formations will come in, and also the stats will be updated to reflect those. So. Players will be optimized in the stats for their new team, so long as they are guaranteed playing in there. So Bale may not even be
optimized
for Real if he's not playing. So at that point in time, after the 23rd, players can be in free states. You can have the old Natchai. Still playing for Real Madrid with his old stats, making Blanca very happy.
I hope so.
I hope so, yeah. He's doing the business up front and all is well. Then you can also have, if you bought Natchai before the 23rd, he will still appear playing for Marseille, but he will have the same stats as the player. The guys are laughing like crazy with this. but he will have the same stats as he had previously. So the stats for the assuming there's no aging, the stats for the Real Natchai and the Marseille Natchai will be the same.
Yep.
If you'd bought him prior to the 23rd.
Yeah.
And then in the store will be the second Marseille Natchai who has different stats entirely and is optimized.
Yeah.
For Marseille. So the moral of this story is that after the 23rd, there's going to be a possibility of a play in free states, and also that Natchai is the most demanded player in the game.
Yeah.
I think
that now we have to tell the devs to kind of create me in the game.
Create you in the game. I'm surprised they've not put us in already, to be honest. they'll probably sneak us in somehow. No, they haven't got a licensing agreement.
No, they need licensing.
Yeah. Okay. So, Packin Lert says, would like to suggest that when you complete the map and play against the national team of that map, to obtain the national formation. Because I want the national formation. I can see the logic in that.
Yeah.
Once you beat you destroyed the entirety of Spain, the Spanish team comes up for revenge. It's like, we will fight you together as one. And then, no, I'm the king of the area from defeating it. We are looking into international formations.
Yeah.
And some kind of international potential tour tournament.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting some really good news on that.
Yeah, well, we've got an idea. Yeah. And the dev team has an idea. And between the two of them, we'll come up with an absolutely awesome idea, which we'll then implement.
Synergy.
Do players retire, or do they just keep aging?
They just keep aging.
Yes. Jason Criollo.
Until the game.
Yeah, they just keep aging until they themselves retire in real life, and then they disappear.
So you could have Toddy for 2 seasons and have him be 88 years old. Because he's now, like, what, 84? So.
You got quite the look then. Bams Radcliffe wants original badges of certain English League clubs. And again, that's a licensing issue, I'm afraid. I've got all the names this week. Drazen Plukev says, "Got it." I'm glad you have. One more thing. If I have two players on the same position, one is 83, and one is, let's say, 78, but the player with the weaker rating has an original player bonus, and if it's perfectly into formation, does that mean that his performances will be better than the 83-rated player? Well, the only reason...
Very
possibly. I mean, it depends upon the other levels of optimization.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn on Sev now. Remind everybody of the layers of the other layer of optimization.
It's for my mistake. Okay. The third one is the position on the pitch. The second one are the stats. And the third one is the temperament.
Indeed. That is the three levels, the three layers.
Plus boots and original team bonus and nationality bonus eventually.
Exactly. Never underestimate the power of boots to make a player on the cusp of playing okay into a player that plays good.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Watson complains that his league is very boring because there are too many zombie teams. We had a look at this, and it's actually that there's quite a few teams that are FC something. Guys, the default name that you're given is FC whatever your first name is. So that if you see lots of those, it doesn't necessarily mean they're zombie teams.
No.
Zombie teams indicates that no one's playing, as opposed to people just didn't maybe realise they could change their name.
Mm-hmm.
Tranfalgar Wrestler says, "Answer, please. I have a certain formation which demands only technique for midfielders. Why does a player with 10, after using boots, play bad? Don't say he isn't playing well for this position, because this is the only position he's able to play." And this goes back to what Seb was saying about the levels of optimization and how things have gone, basically. If a player is not playing well and yet everything else seems to be optimized, it could very well be that his temperament is the exact opposite of what's actually required.
And take a look at the rankings.
Yes,
at the ranking tab.
Take a look at your ranking tab. It will all be revealed. That is actually all we have time for.
Okay.
Believe it or not, we're a bit short on time today. So, from the team, Natchai and myself, we look forward to speaking to you soon. And bye for now, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. See you.
Bye.